Thank you. Thank you. which is town in Banbury. Every October, there's a street fair. And the street fair has been going on there for well over 100 years now. And this next song is set around the street fair that I remember as a child. So not very long ago. But fairs have changed since those days. And many of the old wives are mentioned. You don't get that, sadly. The old side stalls, the old coconut, glued into the coconut shop, that's gone. And in the middle of the song, I make reference to a horse. And one night, somebody pulled me up after a gig and said that you do realise the measure of the horse you described in your song is about half the size of the smallest shepherd, don't you? So thanks to adding a few syllables in the song, I restored the horse back to its former proper height. Song's called Banbury Fair.
Set in that time.
simple man of work in this field. And these are two of my stash on the focus on the just like it. No people can do that. Like the modest dancing legend just sat on the other side of the stage. And these are two, as I say, I paid to both of these students on the first, this dealt with the first one is from Nietzsche, it's called the Shades Fund, and it's out of the second one, it's called the Upton, the Ponsetti, that's...
We don't know
where
that one's from.
That's why I'm not saying it. But at the same time, to the church in that small Orthodox Jewish town called Bavaria.
Beginning to see a pattern here.
It's a marriage church. Did anybody here eat a coppery? In a big through background, I'm sure. Maybe you can stay there. And in St. Mary's Church, there's this stained glass window, and it shows an old sailing ship trapped in ice, surrounded by snow crystals, with a rather large polar bear lurking to one side. And I can tell you with good authority that that has never been that cold. The reason it's there is because back in the 1880s, 1880s, the vicar of Banbury was a man called Henry Mack, and a brother called George, who was an explorer. And George went on a sailing ship with a man called George Franklin up the side of Canada, because nobody had ever sailed the ship through the ice floes to the north at an island of the day. They got stuck, which is what the half the song's about, and the other half's traveling, trying to get home. And it also, all the way through the song, kind of what the brothers felt about each other's very different lives, and siblings who sometimes have. And it takes place in their dreams sometimes. The song is called "I'm Over There." Do this tonight. So swinging in my hammer.
John McCartney.
That's sophisticated.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what the tune is, because, to be honest, if you don't recognise it, then the band is so bad you don't know what it is.
Thank you.
Is a member of the Fair Convention, is in the room and not on stage, he's at the other end of the room, off the desk.
Thank you. tears he shed with words he blessed, they will rise from the fire.
Thank you. through to making things better, makes it so I know towards the end of the song. And it's called Close to You.
I turn my way to the top.
And a couple of hundred years ago, or just over, the art of possible farming was very new, and there were all amateur people. And the main character of the song was a young girl who learned to collect fossils from her father. He was a carpenter, an amateur fossil farmer, but he sadly died when she was very young, and she carried this skill forward to support the family, and in the end became a fantastic expert. But without learning, so she gave or kind of sold all these fantastic things on to learning professors who wrote all the papers, and kind of got all the credit. This song is to address the balance in a very small way, a song about Mary Anning. It's called The Fossil.
Shelter on the seashore, next to the man so bad. Well, above the ocean tossed like a coal, and then one fine morning.
just one jump ahead. He slept when I opened a six-gun in bed, and he dreamt of the mountains and the fields of home. Thank you.
I'm not afraid.